Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and I'm your host for the next half hour, broadcasting from our studio here at the Siouxland Chamber. The school year fast approaching, and that means families, students, and teachers are all getting ready to head back to the classroom. So that includes our guest today. We're going to be visiting with the new president of Western Iowa Tech Community College, Dr. Terry Lindsay. But before we do that, we need to send a shout out to our producer, Justin Barker, who is back at the Powell Broadcasting Studios. Thank you for making sure we get on the air every week, Justin. We appreciate it. And also a big thank you to our longtime sponsor of this program, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. So my guest today was named the new president of Western Iowa Tech Community College back in April and hit the ground running when he started his new job on July 6th. I don't think he's stopped running yet, is my guess. So please welcome Dr. Terry Lindsay. Dr. Lindsay, we are excited to have you join us on the Grow Siouxland podcast today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Is that true that that you probably haven't stopped running yet since you got here?
Well, there are so many things to do. I've been traveling around the campus and across the city, kind of meeting folks and listening to what they want to share with me. In fact, I rushed out of a faculty staff senate meeting to be here with you. But I'm talking with folks, I'm doing lots of listening, lots of learning, and building relationship, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yes. Well, on behalf of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, welcome to Siouxland. We're excited to have you here at the helm of Western Iowa Tech.
Thank you. And
for the listening audience today, could you introduce yourself or tell us a little bit about your background, hometown, where you grew up?
Sure. So, interesting background. So, I was born in Jamaica, island of Jamaica. Grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Came to this country with my mom, who at the time only had an eighth grade education. But mom knew that education was the core out of our socioeconomic situation. And so, she instilled in us the importance of education. And that came almost like a Bible. She did not know how to provide what we needed to pursue higher ed, to pursue an education, but she just knew that we needed to get there. And so mom did everything we needed. We gave us everything she needed. And a little shout out to mom. By the way, my wife and I are caregivers of my 84-year-old mom.
Wonderful.
Shout out to mom. Six of us. All of us graduated from a college or university, and two of us with doctorates. So while mom didn't know how to navigate education and specifically higher education, she knew we had to get there, and she pushed us and provided everything we needed. And we're really happy for what she provided us, and we're proud to be her children.
And so what do you think that is that was in her that said, education is so important? Because it would be real easy to not push that. Yeah. And in some families, you're like, no, push that harder, right? And so what was it, or what's the difference?
Yeah, I think it's just her values. And I think it's the values of our family. While our family weren't formally educated, everyone just knew in order to live productive life that you needed to have some level of education, whether it's training or a degree, but some form of education. And she instilled that in us. She was very forceful about us getting that. And even when mom couldn't provide it herself, she would seek out the resources that we needed. For example, she said to me before it was time to go to high school, she said, you know what? I've researched the local high schools here, particularly the high school that's in our district. And I'm not even sure mom knew what this meant, but she said the graduation rate is not very good. And the students aren't doing very well. And even those that do graduate, they're not performing well, she said. And she said, I don't want you to go to that school. And I'm saying it exactly how she said it to me. She said, you're the first one, And your siblings are going to be looking at you to see how you do, how you perform. And I want you to be in an environment that will provide you with every opportunity to be successful. And so she sent me to a high school out of my district. I had to take two buses, and I had to drive every morning 2 hours to go to to go to South Shore High School in Canarsie. And that's the greatest thing she's ever done for me, because it was a nurturing, supportive, and enriching and encouraging environment. And had it not been for the folks at South Shore High School, I probably would not have gone on to the University of Buffalo. So grateful to her and grateful to them.
What a great mother.
Oh, my goodness. She's the best. She's one of the best. All mothers are great, but my mom is something else.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to say right now, I want to meet your mom. I want to meet your
mom.
So,
she will be on campus. So if you if you come to campus, and you and others are going to be invited to re-engage or engage with WIT. And if you're there, you'll see my entire family, including mom.
Wonderful. We're talking with Dr. Terry Lindsay, the new president of Western Iowa Tech. You're listening to KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. And a little bit, okay, so in the Bronx, your education,
Brooklyn.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I know everybody's like, no, Terry, don't confuse the Brooklyn with the Bronx, right?
Completely different boroughs.
Absolutely. So talk about your higher education, your secondary.
Sure. So that's, you know, again, I'll just follow up from what mom, from my mom's story. So mom was very insistent that I had to go on to a college or university. I did apply to the University of Buffalo and other institutions, but decided to stay within the state of New York so I could be somewhat close to come home to mom and my siblings. And so I went off to the University of Buffalo. And again, mom did not know all the things that I needed. So she gave me $200 and packed, I'm dating myself, but packed a chest and sent me on my way. And she didn't even know that it was okay for her to go with me to new student orientation. She just didn't know. And so I went off to the University of Buffalo, and my first week there was perhaps the most difficult time in my entire life. I had no references from which to draw from. And so navigating the complexity of a major institution, at the time I think it was about 35,000 students. So trying to navigate the complexity of higher education of a system like that was difficult. And so I stumbled along the way, and I stumbled all the way into my first class. And the class was taught by a professor who later became my mentor, Dr. Bill Fisher. And Dr. Fisher gave us a reading list of about 20 books. And I'm not sure what Dr. Fisher saw in my face, but at the end of the class, he walked over to me and he said, "Terry Lindsay, right?" And I said, "Yes, sir." I'm thinking to myself, what on earth have I done? And he said, "I noticed in your nonverbal that something was wrong." And I said, "Yes, sir. My mom gave me $200, and I didn't know that I had to do all of these things that I needed to do, and so it's all gone. I did get a job at the dining hall washing dishes, but they said I wouldn't be paid for 3 weeks. And so I can't purchase those books. And I don't want to fall behind because, you know, a lot of folks are expecting me to do well." And Dr. Fisher said, "Come with me." And Dr. Fisher took me to his office, and he gave me 19 of the 20 books that I needed. And he went into his wallet and gave me $20 to buy the 20th book. And that changed my entire life. And that single act, and lots of other things that he did along the way, but that prompted me to want to go on and get further education. And so I graduated from the University of Buffalo and my undergraduate degree in Black Studies. And then I stayed at the University of Buffalo and got my master's degree in counseling. And started initially in counseling and then moved to other professions. But then went to, while I was in Chicago, and I can get to that if you want, while I was in Chicago, in another position, started working on my doctorate at Argosy University, and I have a doctorate in higher education administration. So lots of really good people along the way, and I can talk more about this, but that's directly why I entered the profession of higher education, and in some ways, how I ended up at Western Iowa Tech.
And I'm thinking, what a relatable story to a lot of our young people, mm-hmm. First-generation college sure. students who were at Western Iowa sure. Tech trying to figure that
sure.
out,
sure.
and the students who may have taken a different path mm-hmm. and are now coming back
sure.
to get that education.
Sure.
So
sure.
you understand who's walking through the door at Western
Iowa
Tech.
Absolutely, and that's, I'm delighted that I'm here, because every day I'm reminded, just by looking at the students and chatting with the students, I'm reminded where I started and all that was required for me to be successful. And I've said many times, and I'll repeat it here, I want to spend the rest of my career doing for our students what Dr. Fisher and others had done for me. And so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're visiting with Dr. Terry Lindsay, the new president at Western Iowa Tech Community College. You're listening to KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. After this quick break, we're going to talk more about Dr. Lindsay's vision for Western Iowa Tech.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronker, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. You're listening on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber, and our guest today on Grow Siouxland is Dr. Terry Lindsay, who's the president of Western Iowa Tech. He was named at the post in April and started on campus in July, so only a few weeks ago, and he's kind of hit the ground running, and we're excited to have you in our community.
Thank you.
In the first half of the program, you were talking about your upbringing and what kind of set you on the path of education. So tell me, why Western Iowa Tech, and what were your impressions when you first set foot on campus?
Thanks for the question. Honestly, Western Iowa Tech came about because a dear colleague of mine called me and he said, "Hey man, I know you've been thinking about the presidency. I don't know if you're ready to pursue that, but I know that you've spent some time in Iowa, and I saw a position that is a perfect fit for you, I think, and I think you should look at it." And that started this whole process. I went to the website and looked at the position profile, did some more research about the institution and all of the things that Western Iowa Tech folks, institution, programs, all the things that I saw kind of resonated with me and reminded me of kind of my own experience, the kind of students that were in the Educational Opportunity Program at the University of Buffalo, the folks who worked in that program and provided the resources. Everything just spoke to me. And so the more and more I researched the institution, the more and more I fell in love with the institution and all that it had to offer.
Had you been in Sioux City before, or was this your first trip to Siouxland?
No, so I've been in Sioux City and worked in Iowa. So I worked for many years at Iowa Wesleyan, at the time college, on the east side of the state. But I was in Sioux City many times. I started a program when I was at North Park University, a leadership program, where we attracted, we were able to get students from around the country. On any given year, there would be 500 students on our campus participating in this particular program that I was part of, I co-founded. And once the program got really popular, people started to ask me to come to their campus to talk about the program. And then I wanted folks to be part of the panel of presenters. So I started going to other places and asking people to get involved. And so I started coming here back then, visiting Morningside, for example. I visited Morningside College a couple of times. Visited, I'm going to butcher the name, but Dort.
Dort, yep.
Dort.
Dort College up
Dort
in Sioux
College
Center.
Dort College in Sioux Center. Christian College in Sioux Center, I think.
Yep,
is.
Yep.
And then in Buena Vista.
Okay.
In
Storm Lake.
Storm Lake.
University.
Buena Vista yep. University. Yep. So those three institutions I visited quite a bit a couple of years ago.
So when you first walked onto campus at Western Iowa Tech, what were your first impressions of the students, staff, the campus? First impressions?
Well, the impression of the campus itself is just absolutely stunning. For those of you who've never been on the campus of Western Iowa Tech, I invite you to come and visit with us. It is a beautiful campus, laid out just nicely, great facilities, great infrastructure. I think you'll enjoy coming to visit with us.
And there are five locations, actually, the satellite offices as well.
Absolutely. The other locations are smaller. The main campus is the Sioux City campus, but we have Denison, we have Lamar, Mapleton, and Cherokee. So so lots of places to visit, but the main campus is absolutely gorgeous.
So I know class actually starts August 24th. Mm-hmm. So are you excited to greet students as they come on campus?
Absolutely. In fact, the leadership team and I will be not only greeting students when they arrive on the 24th, but we're going to be helping students move in when they move in on the 18th. So our students can move in as early as the 18th. And I've asked the leadership team to join me in helping to welcome the students as they're moving in, to help them move in, to answer any questions parents or guardians may have, and just to provide a festive environment around move-in.
And a lot of people may not realize the number of students at Western Iowa Tech. Mm-hmm. So, right, because it's a two-year, mm-hmm. but there are so many different programs and educational programs. Yeah. A lot of times people don't realize the number of students.
Yeah, we have a little over 5,000 students participating in our liberal arts and sciences program, but all of our CTE programs. It's a fairly large institution. I believe it's the third largest community college in the state of Iowa. Could be off, but I'm almost sure it is. It's a great institution, lots of fantastic programs with outstanding students.
And let's talk a little bit about the role of community colleges in higher education, because there are adamant people who are four-year degrees, and then there's adamant that, hey, maybe you don't need that, or this is the starter, and then they go on to a four-year degree, or the technical education. Sure. So speak to that, please.
Yeah, so community colleges play a really important role in our district and in our community. A comprehensive community college like Western Iowa Tech is an institution that can help students get the general education, the prerequisite courses that they need to transfer seamlessly to a four-year institution. We have articulation agreements with lots of institutions across the state of Iowa and institutions outside the state of Iowa. So it's a great place to come, and it's affordable, it's accessible. It's a great place to come and get some of your core courses out of the way and then transfer seamlessly to a four-year institution at the junior level. It's also an institution for students who are not interested in a four-year degree. If you want to just get a certification in all of the various programs that we have at our institution, you can come there and do that as well. And there are long-term certification program, short-term certification programs. We have a diversity of program to meet the needs of all of our students in our districts.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Dr. Terry Lindsay, the new president of Western Iowa Tech Community College. And you were talking about the programs, even culinary.
Yeah.
The Security Institute is out there. There's so many different things. Cybersecurity. I mean, there's so many things that you can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
The sky's the limit.
Absolutely. In fact, I'll give you two quick stories. So I was coming in the other morning, and there were a group of students in the lobby. I'm not sure. I didn't know who they were, and so I walked over and I introduced myself and said, what brings you to the campus? And they all started to share that they were there for the culinary program. And they were excited to be there and told me all the things that they were going to be making and doing, and invite me to come down and taste some of what they were preparing. So we have a diversity of opportunities. The lifelong learning, a legacy of that institution. I was walking, I went over to the gymnasium, and I saw all of these individuals just doing their aerobics and all those exercises. And I'm like, tell me more about this. And Sue, who's in charge of that program, she said, oh, every week we have a group of community folks who come to campus and they're doing enrichment kinds of activities. And it's a legacy of the institution, lifelong learning. We have everything. We have a diversity of programs for every age group, every individuals across the across our districts.
Making a huge impact in the community. What's your vision for Western Iowa Tech? How do you take it to the next level?
Yeah. So there are a couple of things that I need to do, but the thing that I want to make sure that I know folks, the thing that I want folks to know that I'm going to do immediately is what I call my 100-day plan. And so my 100-day plan is to meet with as many constituency groups as possible, both on campus and in our local community. And I've already started that. I've been here only 3 weeks, but I've hit the ground running, and I've enjoyed all of that, meeting with faculty, meeting with staff. Not a lot of students are here yet, meeting with community leaders. So 100-day plan, I'm working on the 100-day plan, and that will inform the strategic direction of the institution. I'll gather all of that information, feed it back to individuals to make sure I have the correct information, and that will go into forming what our strategic direction will be.
And I know we have about 10 seconds left here, but there are a lot of careers that we don't even know exist yet, right? But, you know, technology, things change so quickly. Sure. So I know you guys will be at the forefront of that.
Absolutely. We're really proud of our aviation maintenance program, and that's on the horizon. That's coming.
Oh, well, we are excited to have you in Siouxland. Dr. Terry Lindsay, the new president of Western Iowa Tech, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we look forward to great things at Western Iowa Tech and having you in our community. And that's our time for today. We appreciate you joining us for this latest edition of Grow Siouxland. Have a good one.